Section 3, Education. Chapter 1, The Need of Educational Reform.
The Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Isaiah 61, verse 4, and 58, verse 12, says, And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. These words of inspiration present before believers in present truth the work that should now be done in the education of our children and youth. When the truth for these last days came to the world in the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages, we were shown that in the education of our children a different order of things must be brought in. But it has taken much time to understand what changes should be made. Our work is reformatory. And it is the purpose of God that through the excellence of the work done in our educational institutions, the attention of the people shall be called to the last great effort to save the perishing. In our schools, the standard of education must not be lowered. It must be lifted higher and still higher, far above where it now stands. But the education given must not be confined to a knowledge of textbooks merely. The study of textbooks alone cannot afford students the discipline they need, nor can it impart true wisdom. The object of our schools is to provide places where the younger members of the Lord's family may be trained according to His plan of growth and development. Satan has used the most ingenious methods to weave his plans and principles into the systems of education, and thus gain a stronghold on the minds of the children and youth. It is the work of the true educator to thwart his devices. We are under solemn, sacred covenant to God to bring up our children for Him and not for the world, to teach them not to put their hands into the hand of the world, but to love and fear God and to keep His commandments. They should be impressed with the thought that they are formed in the image of their Creator and that Christ is the pattern after which they are to be fashioned. Most earnest attention must be given to the education which will impart a knowledge of salvation and will conform the life and character to the divine similitude. It is the love of God, the purity of soul woven into the life like threads of gold that is of true worth. The height man may thus reach has not been fully realized. For the accomplishment of this work, a broad foundation must be laid. A new purpose must be brought in and find place, and students must be aided in applying Bible principles in all they do. Whatever is crooked, whatever is twisted out of the right line, is to be plainly pointed out and avoided, for it is iniquity not to be perpetuated. It is important that every teacher should love and cherish sound principles and doctrines, for this is the light to be reflected upon the pathway of all students.